All right, welcome to our Wednesday Hump Day edition of Off the Press with Scott Cronick. As we still mourn the loss of Bob Burns, we will try to keep it together and move on as best as we can. And thank you for taking the time out of your day as we go behind the scenes of the Press of Atlantic City, At the Shore Magazine, and Atlantic City Weekly, telling you all the things going on in South Jersey. Packed show today. We will start off this half hour with Lauren Moore, who will be with us. He is a great guy, number one. He came all the way here just so the phone wouldn't drop. I appreciate that. And he's also the executive director of the ACEA, and we'll tell you all about what's going on with them. We also have in the 4:30 to 5 o'clock hour, we have Cintron, which is a band. We have to get some music for them. You have that, Warren?
I'll look for that, sure.
For Los Cintron, okay, great. They are here. They're going to play Roberts on December 28th. And then we'll play Beat the Degenerates from 5 to 6 as we talk about how we lost money this week on the sports gambling front. Well, anyway, Lauren, it's been a while, man. You've been overdue.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me back.
I'm really glad you're here. It's really great to see you. Yeah. So a lot going on. And but why don't we just start out so people know what the ACEA is all about first. Give people just the background of what it is.
Sure. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for having me back. Happy holidays, everybody. Certainly sorry to hear the loss of Bob Burns.
Yeah, really sad.
So the Atlantic County Economic Alliance, we're charged with economic development for all 23 towns across Atlantic County. And we are specifically charged with creating and retaining jobs in Atlantic County and diversifying our economy so that when we have the ebbs and flows of tourism, we have other industries that we can rely on and support us to create quality, high-paying jobs here in the county. And, of course, from the last time I was here, we talked about what we're doing to create an aviation industry cluster.
Right.
And we have some updates to talk about, Scott.
All right. That's awesome. And at the top of that heap is the whole aeronautical side of things, and I think that's the big announcement, right?
It is. So, you know, and I got to tell you, we had two announcements.
And you're very optimistic because, remember, last time you were here, something was going down that we were I forget what it was, that we were a little concerned that it could spur interest here. And it was the time limitations on the governor's
Incentive package.
Incentive package,
that's right? That's right.
So I guess this goes to
show. We have some news on that, too.
Okay, great. Yep. So let's start there.
Let's start with our press releases from last week. Okay?
With the good news.
Yes, with the good news. So, you know, when I was here last time, we had a lot of things that were cooking in the pipeline, and now they have come to fruition for us. So we announced last week that we've signed as a partner in the development of our aviation cluster, the Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal because they are the preeminent entity in aviation and aeronautical training and education.
So they're like the Harvard of aeronautics.
Absolutely, no doubt, hands down. And if you Google them and they come up, they're out in Arizona, in Prescott, Arizona, Provost, and Daytona, Florida, here on the East Coast.
Wow.
And so, and we went down to their campus and visited with them, and they actually came up and looked at what we're doing with the FAA, what we're doing with the South Jersey Transportation Authority, who of course operates to the airport, and what we're doing specifically with the National Aviation Research and Technology Park that we're partnering with the FAA to develop 400,000 square feet of aviation research space.
Wow.
This is a part of diversifying our economy, right?
Right.
And so Emory came up and they saw what we're doing and they're like, we want a piece of this. We want to be involved with you guys. We want to get involved. We want to work with you. So they were just here yesterday for this. This is our third face-to-face with them. Once they came up, the second time they came up, we went down to see them. And so they came up and they have agreed to help us develop a plan for an aviation training technical academy.
Hmm.
And this is the big
deal.
That
they would operate?
That's
the key?
That's the key. So we've got them. We got a grant. We got a $120,000 grant from the state. They've agreed to help us with that grant. So they're going to be a partner in developing that grant and developing the plan and the strategy to put this aviation academy here. And we're going to see that it's feasible. And when they do this plan for us and they say it's feasible, I'm convinced they're going to say, we want to come in and operate it for you.
That's the hope.
That's the hope.
Right.
And that's the plan. And they've already signaled to us, we want to get into the Northeast market. We're looking for an entry point.
Well, I would think, why else would they spend time doing this, they have to set it up, see if it's worth it, and then jump in, right?
That's right. Yeah. We laid it out for them. Scott, we laid it out for them. We made it easy for them to say yes, not only with the grant opportunity, but everything that we're doing with the FAA, SJTA, and air cargo out at the airport and the Aviation Technical Park. When they came up and saw the fertile ground that my organization has put in place to create this aviation cluster, this aviation innovation hub, they said, yes, we're in.
Very cool.
And they're not the only ones.
That's great.
They're not the only ones. On the heels of us signing Embry-Riddle on as a partner in development of our aviation cluster, we got NJIT, New Jersey Institute of Technology. Specifically, it's the New Jersey Innovation Institute, NJII. They're a 501c3 of NJIT. They've agreed to come in and be the lead research university at our Aviation Research Technical Park.
Wow.
That is a big wow.
Yeah, absolutely. So what does that mean exactly? What will that mean to the whole thing? Is it just another factor to bring more people there to study and do all that?
It's a great question. So when I go out and I try to attract aviation research companies to come into Atlantic County, they're like, yep, we're glad to work with the FAA. We're glad that the FAA is going to have a lab in your park. But who's the lead research university? We want to work with PhDs, SME, subject matter experts. We want to work with a research university so we can collaborate with a research university to pursue grants to do aviation research. So this now gives us that anchor lead research university so that when we're working with the Boeings, the Raytheons, the Lockheeds, and smaller entrepreneurial companies that are coming into the aviation market to do research and development, they can work with NJIT and the lead researchers at NJIT. And it's not just NJIT. We're also bringing in the National Institute of Aerospace, NIA, they're out of Hampton, Virginia, and Embry-Riddle.
What does that mean you're bringing them in, just to tour and to look get involved?
To be a part of the research collaboration, to be a research partner in addition to NJIT.
Right. Wow. That's great. That's amazing. So is this all stuff that happens, in 18 months, 24 months, or 30 something? What kind of time frame do you look at for something like this?
NJIT's done. They signed on the dotted line. They're our lead research university.
So what does that mean? They take up X amount of space there?
They come in and they're actually going to operate a laboratory, a collaborative laboratory space at the research park.
And
in the building.
It can't be cheap, right?
Hey, the building's got a temporary certificate of occupancy. We got the building all but leased out, at this point. And we're starting to look at our second building. This is a second
Oh, really?
Building.
The first building's leased?
I want to be clear about that. So we have handshake deals on all of the major points to lease the building.
Completely.
As soon as we get those deals inked, you will. And matter of fact, I think we signed the first lease with one of the companies.
Correct. Great.
So we're, this is... And we held
so it's
first,
moving rapidly. I think a lot of times when we talk about government and politics and things like that, it seems like snail's pace. But I mean, you weren't here that long ago. Things have there've been a lot of progress in what, 4 months, 5 months?
4 months.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, this is urgent.
Yeah.
We're operating with a sense of urgency to help recover our economy here and get this done. I'm working with a 17-member board that's largely composed of the private sector.
Right.
That's why we organized ourselves this way, because private sector folks, operate with a sense of urgency with a business plan. So this is go time, for us. And we're also going to bring on a marketing firm to help us start to market Atlantic County as an aviation business destination.
So does that, when you have, a company like Embry-Riddle come and they're, coming back and forth and trying to help, so does that grant money pay them to sort of cover their cost and their time and their people, right?
That's a good insight. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We had a long call with them yesterday.
It's not a lot of money. Really in the big picture of things. So for them,
it's a lot of money to you and
it's an incentive to them so that it's not out of their pockets, really.
So, Scott, we identified the whales of the industry that we know are going to make an impact when we're talking to companies that we got Embry-Riddle and NJIT. Then we have two different grants. We have $240,000 in grants that my organization successfully was awarded. We're using those grant funds to pay these companies to come in to work with us and make it easy for them to say yes to come in.
Oh, great. That's tremendous. So the interest is certainly there from a lot of places. So getting back to what we first started off with and the incentive program by the governor possibly ending next summer, you're not seeing that as a hindrance.
I am not. And in fact, one of the reasons that We have a handshake. You know, we're very close on, you know, one of the leases on the building. Is I'm convinced we would have had the lease signed and buttoned up. And then, because of our own success of getting this incentive package done, the company tapped the brakes and said, I want to explore getting this incentive now, and tapped the brakes on.
To make sure they get it before they sign the dots.
And that's, and that's how
I don't blame them.
That's how the program works.
Right.
Right? So we're kind of like a victim of our own success, and we're working through that, which is why I'm not overly, you know, I'm not concerned at all, you know, about, you know, the tenancy in the building. But, you know, I do want to get this done and buttoned up. So we're now working with the New Jersey Economic Development Authority and the company and their consultants to fully evaluate an incentive package, because I do think it'll be a good thing to have an incentive package signed, sealed, and delivered, because it also signals to the administration in Trenton that these programs are important for us to be competitive with other jurisdictions that are going after these companies too.
So, you know, what is the ultimate... You know, there's a lot of space out there, right? I mean, what is the ultimate plan out there as far as, I mean, how many buildings could that actually be out there? I mean, how many square foot of space are we talking about?
So it can be, it's seven buildings.
Oh, wow.
400,000 square feet over seven buildings.
Okay. So significant. I didn't know it was seven buildings.
And listen, you got my cell. You can call me 24/7. You know, I'll come pick you up. We'll go out and take a look.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's not a pipe dream. Seven buildings, not a pipe dream from what you've seen in the last 6 months.
Absolutely not. But it's a good point that I just want to hold for a second, hold this thought for a second. Because before we went vertical with the first building, it was just like a site plan on paper, and we're talking to companies. Sure, you're going to do it. But then when you go vertical, and they come out and you break ground and they walk through the building and they ride the elevator and they look at the space. Wow, this is real.
This is a real deal.
This is a real deal. And this space is available. And this kind of Class A space, you know, in Atlanta County doesn't exist. So we've really put Atlanta County on the map in a very competitive position.
Is that difficult to build, you know, before you have companies decide what they want to do there? You know what I mean? Or do you build in such a way that it's very... adaptable.
Everything's a calculated risk,
right?
Right, in the development community, it's a calculated risk. And the good news is that we're on our way to making this whole project whole.
Are you getting some from people that come and tour your building that's done already? Do you get any kind of advice of like, hey, the next one you build, maybe you should do this, or is that, or is it, or is the building kind of fit everyone's needs so far?
You must have been talking to somebody to ask that question.
I did not.
So the answer is yes. So. You know, the marketplace and what the market wants, you know, the companies want to see in terms of their space and what, how workers work now has changed dramatically. And so when we look, when we're looking at the second and third buildings, we are taking a look, you know, at the architectural designs and the plans of those buildings to make sure that we're putting a product out to the aviation and the aeronautical companies, a real estate product that fits their needs. So we're being, we're not just, you know, take and replicating blueprints of the same building. We're being smart about this to give them a product that they want. So we're looking at designs, we're looking at footprints, we're looking at interiors to make sure that we're competitive in the marketplace.
So how long did it take to get the first building up?
Oh, it was quick.
It was quick.
I'll be here a year and a half, the end of this month, and they had just started, knocking down trees, you know, out there. So.
Yeah.
It's like 18 months, but that's standard.
But that's modern construction
techniques.
So to build another building, how long would it take?
If you
decided tomorrow,
it would take a year and a half. But if we build a building that is not as sophisticated, because this building, by the way, has got direct data feeds from the FAA coming into the building. So,
but they're already on property at this point,
they're already on property, but we can take the feeds from that building and then kind of string it to the next building. So, you know, this first building has a lot of technological features that we now plug and play into the next, you know, as we go forward.
Wow.
So it kind of helps us going forward.
Well, it's very encouraging. It's such an important thing. We saw the need once the three casinos closed in such a quick, you know, bang, 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 right next to succession to each other. That, you know, and I think that Danny Levinson and the freeholders said, okay, we can't be caught with our pants down again, and maybe we should have done this a long time ago. But it doesn't matter. It's what we're doing now that matters. So is this taking up the majority of your time, this part of the industry, and are you, or is the ACA looking at other areas as well?
So we are looking at other areas.
I mean, was there anything else from this perspective first?
I think that, you know, for the purposes here, I just want to mention, too, that yesterday, and we're going to be putting out a some news and a release on this, and I'm hopeful, you know, that our local publications and the local newspaper picks it up and reports on it. Scott.
I know some people.
Yeah, I think I bought a prop here to make sure that
there's one of them.
I want to make sure you saw that.
All right, you got it.
You know, I'm staying in the know with what you're up to. You know, here because, you know, I read the paper and, you know, the Emory Riddle, you know, press release wasn't quite picked up as strongly, in the print side that we were hopeful of.
Yeah.
But yesterday we had Emory come up, and we now want, the last thing I just want to mention on this, because now that we've taken the aviation cluster and developed it, and we have a real product to offer the aviation industry as we attract them here to Atlantic County, we now are starting to align our educational partners and our workforce development with our economic development strategy. So Embry-Riddle, when we went down to Daytona to visit with them, Embry-Riddle actually has a program where they come up and teach teachers how and certify and train them to teach college-level courses on STEM, science, technology, education, engineering, and mathematics in high schools. So 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, they come out of high school with 17 or 18 college credits at no cost.
So is there any idea of how much of a campus this would it would be? I mean, how many students are we talking about?
So here's the right. Beauty of it, Scott. Thank you. So we invited all of the high school superintendents and the county superintendent and had our first meeting out at the conference room at the tech center at our aviation park building. And when Embry-Riddle came up and made a presentation of how we can start to do this in our high schools with high school science teachers.
Mm-hmm.
And the superintendents loved it.
Sure.
It was a home run. So we want to start teaching these classes in off-site high schools here.
That's great.
In our high schools.
That's amazing.
You know, here in Atlantic County so that the students can start to see, and we're starting to align the kids coming out of high school with what the needs are with our economic development strategy.
Gotcha. So there wouldn't be an actual physical campus yet kind of thing?
So for the college courses, that would be done. This program that I just talked about would be done in the high schools. For teaching aviation repair and fixing engines and airplanes,
at the FAA.
That would be an actual school out at the Atlantic City Airport.
Oh, okay.
So that's more of a technical school versus college class.
So this doesn't take any of the space of the campus, of the
that's
aeronautic
right.
campus.
That's, oh, cool. But it could if we want to, you know.
Yeah,
we got to see how this goes, Scott.
Right.
But we're in a very exciting place here with the development, you know, here in Atlantic County. Very exciting place.
The time flies. So wait, we got about 5 minutes left. So what else are we looking at in with this whole, committee?
So we're also, you know, starting. You know, we're also, you know, looking very. We'll start marketing. You know, the Atlantic County Economic Alliance to our business community to make sure any companies that are in the county that want to expand or grow, they can reach out to us to learn about low-cost financing opportunities and help them with all the services, programs, and resources that are available to help their business grow. And we're going to start an aggressive outreach program to accomplish that. We're here to help all companies, whether it's a Main Street company or it's Boeing or Lockheed Martin that want to come into our tech park. We're equipped to help all levels of those companies. And I just want to double back. This would not happen without the vision of county government, you know, of the freeholder board, of the county executive, Denny Levinson. These things would not be happening.
No, they put all their apples in a basket here. This is a big one.
This is a big leap.
I mean, it's a big leap, but a smart one and a needed one.
You know?
I mean, and it's something that our county desperately needed. You know, and I think others should follow suit. To be honest with you,
we're partnering with Kate May, realize that this is a regional economy. So you know, we're working very closely with Kate May, and we're working with the Joint Base in Burlington County to create an aviation research triangle. Because we know that the economy is that big. And we're working with the governor's office, by the way, and Trenton on the next incentive package.
So what's been the biggest hurdle? Is there a hurdle right now? Or do you feel like Atlantic City is in the right direction for the most part? And as we know, Atlantic City does guide a lot of the economy. And we'll see development there, obviously, on Tennessee Avenue. We've seen it, Stockton Building, the ASJ Gas. There's the whole Bure development, all that kind of stuff. So does that help?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It absolutely helps with the image to show that. So when developers come in, they don't want to be the first one. because they feel like, wow, why am I the only one doing this? When you have activity already occurring, activity begets activity. And others start to inquire about, you know, we're working with the, we talked a little bit about this last time, we're working with the esports industry, you know, to bring esports and that industry to Atlantic City and bring millennials into the city. So, and I heard you talking about a band earlier when we were here, and I always want to give some kudos to, you know, my friends at CRDA and the operators of Boardwalk Hall. My wife and I went to see Lynyrd Skynyrd. You know,
oh, yeah, how was it?
It was awesome.
Awesome, right?
It was unbelievable.
How was Marshall Tucker? Did you see them, too?
Yeah. We did, and it was unbelievable.
It's a great building.
The show, the sound system, the lighting. Oh.
Is that the first show you saw there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was packed house.
Yeah.
Absolutely a packed house, and I'm looking forward to going to the next show.
We need more of that. I think Sesame Street's coming. I know that's up your alley. And then we'll see, and then we'll see what comes up.
By the way, how's business over on Tennessee Avenue? How you doing?
We're killing it. Yep. Really happy. I mean, you know, the new business and the buzz is great, but, I think we're going to do great things there. And we have a whole outside that we haven't even exploited yet. So,
is that a wedding ring I see on your hand?
I got married. Yeah, September.
Congratulations,
Thank
man. That's all I was here. I think you were talking it up.
I am. I couldn't be happier. Lauren, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. All that good stuff. And you're going to come back. We should try to do this every quarter at least.
Tell Linda. Call me and I'll pull in and
okay.
We'll talk.
You got it.